This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast that's all things business across the state of Florida. For those of you who've been tuning in recently, we are coming to you from the Florida Economic Development Council's annual conference here in beautiful downtown St. Pete. We are at the Hilton Bayfront. And again, as I say often, the room is absolutely jam-packed with economic development professionals from across the state of Florida. And our little podcast table is jam-packed with people that have all kinds of information about our region. One of those people is our co-host today, Dr. Herb Ricardo, who serves as a standout business school professor at Indian River State College. Again, Dr. Ricardo, I cannot thank you enough for co-hosting this these few days at the FEDC conference.
Tom, thanks so much. It sure is buzzing around here with resources. It's great. I love it.
Well, you know, the primary purpose and mission for our little podcast here, Small Biz Florida, is to make sure that we highlight all the business assistance resource programs that are available to the small business community here in the state of Florida. We've got one of those resources with us right now. We've got Erica Sittler, who is brand manager at MWB Create, which MWB is a full-service marketing firm. Did I get that right, Erica?
You did. Thank you so much, Tom. Like,
and again, Herb, this, who knows, this could be another adjunct professor for Indian River State College right here.
Oh, I'd love it. That would be great.
Teaching marketing. So, Erica, as we always do here on Small Biz Florida with our guests, just start us off with a little bit of background on you and kind of your pathway to MWB.
Sounds great. Thank you, Tom. So I actually have a strong connection to Florida. I grew up in Lillian, Alabama, bordered by Florida by Perdido Bay, where I would ride my horse and swim. So my dad was a pastor in Pensacola. So I did everything except sleep in Pensacola. And back in those days, we didn't have the way, it was a long distance. So literally everything I did was in Pensacola. And then as an adult, I moved to Jacksonville, Florida. And then I lived outside of Pensacola in rural Milton. I have a son who lives in Key West. I have family who also lives in outside of Boca Raton. So I've got a lot of connection and love for Florida. And
does your son have a loft or a guest house in the back?
I know,
right. I'm telling you, it would be one of my favorite spots, Key West.
He pulled like the golden ticket. He's a helicopter pilot for the Navy. So he's just like, wow. I won the lottery. I get to go to Key West.
Nice.
Terrific.
Yes, I spent a little time in Key West on the Harry S. Truman Naval Annex.
Okay.
As a youngster,
yes,
we did some Boy Scout trips down
there,
where I loved every minute of staying down there, and we got to interact with the Navy and the Boca Chica Air Base.
Yes,
great fun.
Yes,
oh my gosh, memories. Okay,
yes,
okay, back to business here, Erica. All right, so again, you were finishing up how you got to MWB.
Yeah, so I'm a baker turned brand manager. So before the pandemic, you know, everybody during the pandemic learned how to bake bread, right? So I actually jumped in 20 years earlier and started baking bread. But then I had a friend who said, you know, we really need help in our ad agency. Could you consider coming? And there you go. So nice. 22 years later, and I work in economic development. I also work with tourism, and then I have some healthcare industries that I work with as well. So it's just a joy to be here.
So now give us a little overview of MWB Create, purpose, mission, specialties of the house.
So we say it in our name, MWB Create. Of course, we're a creative firm, but our motto is create for good. All of our clients, there's something good about each one of their industries, each one of their businesses. So our job is to pull out that good and show it to everyone else so that they'll be, you know, involved in being a part of the process. So that's part of the strategy that we do with every company, whether that's a bank, whether it's a mom and pop hair dryer business or whatever it happens to be, you know, that's our focus, is the good part of each industry.
And we talked a little bit earlier before we went on the air here. We talked about, we were talking about strategic planning and how that fits in. But you talked about how your firm really kind of specializes in really helping organizations really execute on those plans. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, there's a lot of energy, a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of investment put into these strategic plans. They're valuable. They're usually thick documents. They have a lot of information in them. And it's a beautiful thing to have. But if you aren't able to execute it successfully, you've ultimately wasted your money. So we try to partner with people who are like, we have a plan. We just don't know what to do with it. You know, how do you effectively market that plan? In the case of economic development, it would be, how do we help bring businesses here to our specific location so they can see what our specific strengths are? Because just like every town has things that are special about them, every county, every state. And so we help focus that attention on come here to the businesses that match that strategic plan.
You know, when you talk about that element of recruitment, have you seen that over the past maybe decade? Has that begun? Has strategy really begun to change for a lot of organizations? Is it more about starting and growing businesses organically? Is it more about retention than it is recruitment? Where are you seeing that start to fall out now in economic development?
I think what you're really starting to see is the sense of place that people want to be able to establish for their company, for their corporate culture, for their individual families. They want to be able to say, because they do want to keep their employees that are there. I mean, retention is a huge, retraining people is a very costly form of doing business. So to be able to build an economy and to build a culture that actually says, this reflects us, this is who we are. And that's really, I think, the key is that quality of place.
Yeah. Again, terrific in the sense of strategic planning, kind of just a little bit of what Tom just mentioned. So now, obviously, you will work with the business owner or the CEO, executives, but then also do you work with the management and then the employees in formulating your marketing strategy?
You know, that is a great question, and it's an important question, because if you've ever been in a higher leadership position, you know that you can sometimes be removed from the actual reality of what is the heartbeat and pulse of your company. So we do involve cross-network with all levels of the team, from the, you know, the guy cleaning the trash cans to the person, you know, who are in the C-level suites. You know, we want to get the whole spectrum of what is it about your business that makes it special to you.
Sure. And then also, I can just imagine how you're conveying to a lot of the organization how the community feels about them and making that connection, right?
Yes, and that's a good component. You know, you can be a great company, but if you aren't actively engaging with your community and letting them see firsthand and, you know, having a visible presence, you know, a social presence or a physical presence where they're actually engaging with you as a community, then you really are an isolated tower out there. And sometimes people can have a bad impression of something they know very, very little about because they are not being engaged in the story process.
And in all of your work in the area of economic development, how critical is this workforce issue now? Is that Is that playing a big role, you know, for a lot of these economic development organizations trying to recruit businesses? Is the first question they ask now, what's your workforce look like?
Right. That's always a part of the conversation is, what is your workforce? How many people do you have available that we could tap into? How trained are they? How easily can you get them trained? Can you start training them now? I'm sure the college, you know, programs, what kind of programs can you offer that can help? You know, we've partnered with some of the community colleges and areas. What programs are you offering that we can highlight to show other businesses outside that, look, we have a workforce that is actively engaged in becoming viable and who you want to work with?
Do you, where does Florida, because obviously you work, you know, you're working in different states. Yes. Where does Florida kind of fit in as you look at states? Is Florida pretty strong in the area of having resources to support economic development? You know, career source, training organizations such as that?
Absolutely. Florida has some really unique advantages that other parts of the nation do not have. You know, then that gives you an edge, which, you know, is a real plus when you're looking, you know, outside. You know, you look at some of these other states trying to bring, you know, a company trying to say, I need to move to Florida, not just because of the weather, not just because of the affordability. I need to go there because they have these incentives and they have this eager workforce. And there's a lot less red tape to go through to get started as a business here.
Nice. And you said you actually have, at this point, you have some clients, and that's why obviously you're attending the conference here today. You're engaging with multiple economic development organizations in Florida.
Yes, we currently finished up a large project with Florida's Great Northwest, featuring their Triumph Gulf Fund. We worked with multiple counties within that footprint to help them. It was a great campaign, a fun campaign. They're still rolling that out now. Currently, we're also working with Highlands County and love working with them. And, you know, one of the latest initiatives we're doing with them is there's a lot of talk about bringing the broadband initiative to rural areas. So we're working with them on their broadband initiative, just to get people to engage in the take the test so that the state can see, where do we need to put broadband? You know, you have to take the test. And currently, Highlands County is running number one in the state for responses. So, you know, that's a great thing, because that's how you get money, is by responding and getting people to respond and engage and understand that it's a good thing and it's not going to threaten your way or quality of life. You know, sometimes people get concerned, well, I'm going to turn into Manhattan. And it's like, no, it's not going to happen.
Erica, one of the things with small businesses, you know, obviously they have limited resources, don't
yes.
they? And their first inclination with marketing, it seems, that to go online and social media and Facebook, I wonder if the whole idea of boots on the ground and actually walking and knocking on doors and meeting with, you know, clients and other community resources and everything else, how's the relationship there? Are you noticing this kind of a little bit of a disconnect?
I think you have to have a holistic approach to your messaging, to your story craft. You have to do social media. You have to be at physical events, you know, whether that's your farmer's market, your fair, your annual Caladium Festival, whatever it is,
yes.
you need to be there and be telling the story of what you're doing good for your community. So you can't just put everything into social media, because everyone's not on social media. And the way the algorithms work, you're not guaranteed that the eyeballs you want to see it are going to see it. So,
very good. Are corporate relocations still a thing now?
Yes.
Now,
we went
through a little bit of a time where maybe that had cooled off a little bit. Probably starting back in the Great Recession.
Right.
I guess there was a time when they were looking at cost cutting measures and kind of staying put. But we're back. we're back to corporate relocations.
Yes.
Full steam ahead. People
yes.
looking to move the corporate headquarters, yes. move the manufacturing facility.
Yes. Everything from your commerce parks to your industrial parks, you know, you see all of that mix wanting to find spaces where they can say, okay, here's where we want to be for the next 30 years, 50 years, 80 years. You
right.
know, this is where we see the best potential for growth. And this is one of the strong points Florida has, is you have such a dynamic infrastructure with your rail, your roads, your ports right. that, and because of the shape of your state, you're able to really move goods quickly right. throughout the country.
And again, give us kind of a profile of your textbook client. Who would really be able to maximize your services at MWB?
Oh, thank you. I think, Tom, that for us, it's all about relationships. It's all about finding someone who, you know, it's like we have expertise, yet we rely on the expertise that you have gained as well. We're never going to talk over someone and say, well, you don't know that we know this better than you. That's never going to work. And so I think the best people to work with are those who want to form a partnership, those who want to say, I need you to be invested in the long term. I don't want you to think that you're going to come here, do a one-off project for me, and then we're done. I want you to be invested in me for 30 years. And, you know, that's who we are. You know, we have some clients. Our company is 52 years old. We have some clients that we've had for over 30 years, that we've had for almost 40 years, you know, and that's the kind of relationship. We're a relationship company.
So how does one begin the process of having a conversation with you and your team?
Well, I'd say give me a call or send me an email. My email is Erica Sittler, ERICA.Sittler, SITTLER, at MWB.com. Or you can give me a call at 601-668-9802. Probably won't answer it, but leave me a message and I'll call you back.
Because she's busy right now.
That's right.
At the Florida Economic Development Conference. So, yes.
That's right.
That's right. Let her get back to the office on Friday.
But yeah, go check our website out, MWB.com, too. That'll give you a good holistic picture of who we are and what we do and, you know, the fun that we have in the process, because it should
nice.
Be fun.
Listen, marketing is so important. For all versions of businesses, for-profits, non-profits, you know, governmental, municipalities.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you having the conversation with us, talking about marketing, talking about the importance of marketing, and taking that holistic approach to creating that strategic plan. So we appreciate it, and we appreciate the work you're doing in the state of Florida.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Herb. And, you know, everyone has a story, and we'd love to help you share yours.
Yes, we appreciate it. Some you just don't want to hear mine is the only thing. People cry, and my years in small business. Yes, we don't want to be a downer here, so you don't want my story.
That's why we're here, Tom, to get all the right resources.
There you go.
For the other organizations.
Yes, all the right resources. Yes, for everybody else,
right,
since I'm now
right.
no longer in small business. So, again, Erica, thank you so much. I know you're a big part of this conference, and we appreciate, again, the work you're doing in the state of Florida.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, ma'am. And with that, again, we are coming to you from the Florida Economic Development Conference in beautiful downtown St. Pete. This is Small Biz Florida, and stay tuned. More to come from the conference.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.